Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Somewhere in your house right now, a microwave reads 7:02 a.m.
That is correct.
And you're going to get in your car this morning, and it's also going to read whatever.
Oh, 02. The car.
The car is the one that, why can't that figure itself out?
Is my car smart enough to change on its own?
They should be. Should they not?
I have to check. I'll have to double, because it's a different, I didn't even look.
You got a new brand of car, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever seen you in a Ford before. So everybody's got a little different calculation on what button to hit to get the clock to change.
I know for sure. I think I did everything downstairs, but everything upstairs, I definitely did not.
Like clock radios and things?
Yeah. Well, no, those all do it by themselves because those are like atomic. But like, I've got a
bathroom clock.
Yeah. And it has like
the hands.
So that's going to have
to. You got
to
wind it.
Yeah.
Turn it back.
That's a little windy.
I got 3 out of the 4 in the kitchen here.
Oh, here.
Both microwaves and one of the two stoves are within about 5 seconds of each other. I'm pretty proud.
Thank you.
Pretty proud.
That drives me insane too. If the clock on the coffee maker and the stove and the microwave are all different, that just drives me.
It's the only time in life I want to be an octopus.
Yep.
So I could just reach all the clocks twice a year.
The only time?
Okay, I lied. There's a lot of times.
There's many times.
Many times
today. This is one of the times.
Bringing in groceries?
Yes.
To be an octopus would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. A strong octopus.
Yeah. If I'm really, really excited at a sporting event, I could clap with 4 sets of arms.
Yeah. Again, a strong octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Clapping with force.
Yes. You, as compared to a weak octopus?
I don't know how are they strong? Because I just, you know, you see
they're
them.
They're constantly moving. Don't they have to be strong?
I just don't know because they're underwater and it seems so, you know, movie.
Although some are like on the bottom.
Yeah.
They just kind of crawl around.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of the one from the Dory movie.
Yeah.
He's just grumpy.
It just seems like they don't have a skeleton, I guess. So it just doesn't seem like they have a lot of base to them. So I don't know how.
Yeah.
Musculature.
I think it's all muscle. If there's no skeleton, isn't it all muscle? Or is it just all gel?
Is it all jelly?
Just jelly.
Jelly.
With a little ink sack.
Hey, I got enough jelly.
Well, I'm halfway to octopus. I'm almost there.
I got plenty of jelly.
I just need to sprout some arms.
If I could just get more arms, I got plenty of jelly to go. We could just get more arms here. Let's go.
Do you want the little suction cups too? I think that would come in handy.
I think that would be very handy. At least 2, maybe possibly 4 suction cups per arm.
Yeah, don't overdo it.
Yeah.
I don't need the whole arm.
No.
Because I don't want to accidentally suction the things that I brush by.
Exactly.
But if I like, pick up a pen. That's it. I'm working on the sound.
The sound is a work in progress,
You name the sound.
Listen, people.
That's when you take it off. Yeah. So I'm holding my phone.
Yeah.
And I take it off. There. That's it.
Yeah. I think we got it. We did get it.
We got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Morning Scramble players. As long as we're here to applaud for ourselves.
I was applauding for you.
I was applauding for you.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And all the dictionaries have their say on what they think the word of the year is, right?
Yeah.
The Collins Dictionary, which I think is more of the like.
The Collins?
The Collins Dictionary.
I never had the Collins.
I think that's more of the like the British Dictionary.
Okay.
So 2024, Collins Dictionary just announced that they believe the word of the year is brat.
Brat?
Brat. Given to us by Charlie XCX. Her album title was Brat, came out in June. And the whole summer phenomenon was brat.
Yeah.
She described it as like a messy girl who likes to party and says dumb things sometimes, but she feels like she's herself. Maybe she likes to break down, but she parties through it. She's very honest, very blunt, but a little bit volatile.
You're describing Kesha.
It sounds like
you just described, if you looked up Kesha in a college dictionary, that's the description.
Like OG Kesha.
That's Kesha.
Huh. There's other words that are in the running too, though. Brain rot, the inability to think clearly caused by excessive consumption of low quality online content.
Brain rot.
Brain rot.
Which is different than brain fog, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, it's you're just having, I guess, candy for the brain because it's all online.
Oh, yeah, and you just keep scrolling. You just keep scrolling.
Yeah, junk food.
Era, a period in your life.
Or
I feel
your
like
career. This dictionary is about a year behind.
I know.
Don't you?
Yes.
What else do we have? Did you make sure it was for 2024?
Yeah.
Okay.
Raw dogging.
Raw dog?
The act of undertaking an activity without preparation, support, or equipment.
Just gonna raw. That's welcome to the show every morning.
Raw dogging it.
This is called the raw dog segment.
Every day, folks. Every day.
Just a couple brats raw dogging it.
If that ain't the truth.
If that ain't the truth.
That ain't the truth.
Yeah, you thought we prepared to talk about octopuses this morning? We did not.
No, octopi. Just a couple of brats raw dogging it.
The morning scramble. Just a couple of brats raw dogging it. Z102.9. That's it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
We're 4 days into the month of November, and I would like to take this opportunity to change the name of the month.
Of this month?
Yes, of November.
You gonna make it Yes-vember?
No, that's fun. I like Yes-vember. There's like No Shave November, like it...
Yeah.
I was thinking, though, and it's also because producer Ben is back today from his whirlwind world vacation.
Welcome back, Ben.
What if we called it No-bember? Just celebrate all things producer Ben. I don't know. I just think... No, Ben Burr's got a shot.
You know?
Right.
An entire month of nothing but Ben?
Oh, it's like an advent calendar of Ben. Every day's just a little Ben.
No. No, Ben Burr.
No, Ben Burr.
I love it.
Do you want to dive in this year or maybe just put a pin in that like we did for Trick or Treat and we'll celebrate No, Ben Burr next year?
Oh, well, yeah, we're already 4 days in.
Yeah, I feel like you can't celebrate a month's theme if you've lost
but,
4 days.
I mean...
What?
But we couldn't have started November. I mean, we had the weekend, so we can start now.
I just had the idea yesterday for November, and I don't know what else it means. I just like the name November.
I think if as long as you have November in your heart,
I do so much.
You can celebrate as much November as you want.
How are you celebrating November?
I'm celebrating November right now.
Now, I don't want to go too fast. Kay. So don't call Hallmark just yet. Do we need November greeting cards or not yet?
If they don't have one.
Well, they don't I bet you all the money in my pocket right now, I will never ever find a November card if I start looking.
Okay.
Because they don't know it exists.
Well.
It didn't exist until I had the idea yesterday. Yeah. November.
Let's give it a year.
Okay.
At least. Let them catch up.
Will there be a food holiday associated with November? Because it's already the food month, right? We have Thanksgiving this month.
Yes. It's also, it's very particular about which chocolate milks are available.
All you can have are specific chocolate milks, bagels, and peanut butter. That's all you can have for November.
I'm not sure which chocolate milks we like.
I believe he doesn't like the syrup stir. He wants pre-mixed chocolate milks.
Pre-mixed chocolate milks?
Yeah, pre-mixed chocolate milk.
In November?
In November.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how we're celebrating.
I think we have everything we need to celebrate.
You think we're good?
Yeah.
Well, happy November, everybody.
Happy...
Happy November.
Happy November.
That was on my mind this morning.
Well, that's what's on my mind, too. And in my heart.
It's in your heart, as we just learned. Yes. It is in our heart, just like that love song from Tarzan. Ben will be in our heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes.
I had to play... Scrooge at my home all weekend because my daughter is the person who's like, it's November 1st. It's Christmas.
Your daughter's not the only one, by the way.
Ugh.
I think it's a phenomenon.
Yes.
This came up at dinner on Friday night. It's the election. That's my theory.
Oh.
It's the only thing in your life right now you can control.
Yeah.
Is your Christmas spirit. And I think everybody went all in on November 1st.
Okay, is that it?
That's where I'm sensing it.
Because I, like, I told her she went all in on Halloween. Like this summer, July, remember? She wanted to make a Halloween blanket.
That's right. Summerween.
Yes, Summerween. I was like, okay, honey, you need a project. Sure. Make a blanket. And the blanket was a, she made it herself, tie blanket, and it was $90.
Oh my God.
Yes. We bought the fleece. She tied it up. It was a whole afternoon project. $90.
She at least used, did she use it?
She used it. Okay, it's good. Been a part of her bedding for, you know, since July.
Fantastic.
But now it's November 1st.
Yes.
We're in a different month.
It's November 1st.
It's November 1st. She can't use the Halloween blanket anymore.
No, so she wants to jump.
So we're at, you know, Target and she's like, Mom.
She wants to make another one?
Mom. She doesn't want to make it. She just wants to buy it. She just wants to, can she just please buy it? And for $10, I caved. And I had to, instead of being Scrooge, just say, fine.
You've invested $100 in blankets.
Oh my gosh!
A federal judge has rejected a bid to block Secretary of State Paul Pate's order that election workers check the citizenship status of over 2,000 people who've registered to vote in Iowa. The judge said it appeared about 12% of the people on that list aren't U.S. citizens, and it would be inappropriate to force election officials to let ineligible voters cast ballots. Pate says the ruling a win for election integrity. ACLU of Iowa sued the state last week on behalf of four naturalized U.S. citizens who showed up on the list. A Waterloo-based specialty grocery store announcing plans to open in the 1400 block of First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. That area recently had been declared a food desert after the closure of Hy-Vee. Hornbill Asian Market will lease the new location. Hornbill will offer a variety of fresh produce, specialty groceries, authentic Asian products. The store has not yet announced an opening date, just an intention to open a store in in that First Avenue corridor of Cedar Rapids.
That's
Uptown Cedar Rapids.
Great news.
That's
though.
Fantastic news. Exciting that. Because it was, I think it was just a question of who's going to, and you go through your major grocery stores and then you don't even think about a specialty.
Yeah.
As long as you're getting better food, fresh food, meats.
Exactly.
A grocery store is a grocery store at that point.
Yeah.
So that's all good stuff. What's got us feeling all right this morning? So forget the fruit basket sales. No need to buy a mattress you really don't need. No wrapping paper, no magazines. The next big thing in school fundraisers, professional wrestling.
Yes. Finally,
live pro wrestling from Tri-States Wrestling is coming to Central Lee High School. Central Lee is far southeast Iowa. That's Lee County. Burlington's down there. It's Donelson, Iowa. They were in my conference. It's right before Missouri.
Trust me. Okay.
Trust me.
Got you.
They have a big fundraiser for their band and choir to go to New York next wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And the fundraiser for the band and choir department is professional wrestling.
How is it
they
the fundraiser?
They basically hired a show to come do a show at the gym and you just buy tickets and watch. Proceeds go to the band. That's it.
That is so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
The students have to sell the tickets. There's still work on behalf of the students, but you don't have to buy. When they started doing mattress sales, I'm like, what are we getting into?
I know.
But you bring in quality entertainment. I mean, you've got fun professional wrestling in your gymnasium.
Are the
oh, yeah.
pros like donating their time or?
That I don't know. I went to their website. It's Tri-States Wrestling. It looks like they're based out of Missouri. It doesn't say specifically like book us for a fundraiser. So I don't know how that works. I'm guessing they get like a cover or a fee, a guarantee.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing the door goes back to the band.
That's so cool.
I don't know who's wrestling, but I did look at the roster. They've got the Iceman, Rex Amadeus.
Awesome.
Hard Luck Hal and Dr. Izzin.
I'd watch any
As
of those.
In Dr. Izzin. Dr. Izzin. Yes. Best idea for a school fundraiser.
You guys.
Ever. Got me feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Big news last night. Quincy Jones, music legend, died last night in his home in Bel Air, surrounded by his family at age 91. He spent more than 7 decades in the music industry. Over the course of his incredible career, he earned 28 Grammys, 2 honorary Oscars, and an Emmy for his work on the show Roots. He was honored so many times, many times over, but he was an incredible influence in the industry.
They're right. I mean, that's Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
That's Frank Sinatra introducing Quincy Jones.
That's
Let's just start with that.
I know. Like He knew everybody, right? He had incredible connections. He produced the 1985 charity hit We Are the World, which was written by Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. But he wrote, orchestrated, and produced a lot of the well-known instrumentals that became themes for a lot of shows. Stuff like Sanford and Son, Ironside. Like some of that iconic stuff, those theme songs, those instrumentals, you hear it. Nobody had an ear like Quincy Jones.
I'm trying to remember if he did Shaft.
I don't know if he did or if he had the influence of that.
Could have.
But he his song Soul Bossa Nova was used in the Austin Powers theme. Like, iconic, right? And in all the Austin Powers movies, and there's a whole bunch of those after that. He also produced Michael Jackson's Thriller, The Wiz, the movie The Color Purple, a little TV show called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Not aware of it.
Maybe you'll hear about it later. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. Just an incredible, legendary man in the music industry. Olivia Rodrigo has a question that she asks everyone when she's on a date. She asks the question, and it determines whether she's going to give the guy a shot or not. She asks them, if you'd ever want to go to outer space, would you ever want to go to outer space?
I'm saying yes. Am I in or out?
You think? She said, do you think it's a yes or a no?
Do you ever want to go out of space? I say yes, I do, Olivia Rodrigo. I would like to go to outer space.
You would not get a date with Olivia Rodrigo. She said, what? If they say yes, I don't date them. I just think that if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. She's 21. She's currently dating a British actor named Lewis Patridge.
Who does not want to go to space.
And safe to say he does not want to go to space or be an astronaut, so... That was a good test.
No, it wasn't. I failed.
I know, but I enjoyed it. Okay. Apparently, we've got a little bit of a celebrity beef going on. Where is the beef? Ryan Reynolds and Martha Stewart. How did this all begin? Well, during an interview last week, Martha Stewart said this about Ryan Reynolds. You want to know something? He's not funny in real life. No, he's not funny. Ryan Reynolds, what's his response? Well, he knew better than to talk about Martha. He responded to Martha's comments in a tweet. He said, I disagree with her. I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She really closed the gap after miles or so. And then Hugh Jackman didn't mind getting involved either. He replied, finally, someone says it. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to continue this little ugliness or not.
I would like to see a little more ugly.
I think that we get them
playful in a room. Ugly.
Yeah. Playful ugly, but I'd like to see it face to face.
I want one of those. It's like when the fast food store on one side of the road makes fun of the other fast food store.
Yeah.
And their signs are different all the time.
Exactly.
Give me a little bit of that, Ryan and Martha.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I want a video of them together, though.
And then eventually it ends with them. Yes.
Yeah. With her, like, kind of hurting his feelings.
He comes out in a Deadpool costume. Like, she comes out in whatever sort of Marvel superhero costume she'd wear. Or Wolverine would be funny.
She could get him.
I would love that.
Oh, Martha and Hugh together versus Ryan.
Do we know why she just blurted that out?
I don't. She's just Martha, and she can say whatever she wants.
That is true.
Hey, she's Martha. She can have an opinion. Whew. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
A face we haven't seen since Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like.
Labor Day?
No, it wasn't gone that long.
Feels like it.
Two weeks on the vacation calendar. Producer Ben is back with the Morning Scramble.
It was before November.
Yes. Did you know we named a month for you?
I just heard that a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
It was back in, what was the month before November?
October. Bentober.
It was just October, and now it's November.
Now it's November.
Can you believe it?
Because producer Ben is back on the Morning Scramble.
Huh.
From part cruise and part Vegas trip, is that right?
Yes.
A little fire and ice.
The main trip was a 9-day Alaska cruise.
Okay, so that's, I think that when last we saw you, producer Ben, it was Skagway.
Well, I don't think, yes, you did it. You were at a train ride. in Saskatchewan.
Skagway.
Skagway. Because your first picture from the ship was you playing bingo.
And we were very concerned that you were not going to go outside on your cruise.
But then we saw a lot of photos and you did go outside.
Okay, good.
And then you landed in, how long were you in Vegas?
4 nights.
Okay. So that was most recent. Did you go outside of Vegas?
I did, yes. I did. I slept in though so much. It was nice.
You've got so many time changes going on.
Wait.
What?
That city doesn't sleep is what I was told.
Producer Ben found a way.
I didn't sleep the last night before my flight because I had an early flight the next morning.
Good man.
Oh, you're one of those stay up all night? So yeah. You got to Vegas and then just crashed in the hotel?
Yes.
It appears, though, you went to the, is it the Tape Man? What's the name of the show?
Tape Face.
Tape Face. If you go to Vegas, you see this show advertised in the taxi cabs, in the luggage carousel. I'm very curious about it.
What is it?
I didn't even know who he was until shortly before the trip. I looked him up. He was on America's Got Talent multiple times, I believe.
Yeah.
But he's basically a mime.
Okay.
And he's got tape over his face.
So he doesn't speak at all?
The name. No, he does not speak it the
entire
time.
How long is the show?
Did you have to speak for him?
No, I did not have to speak. No. It was at least an hour because he did like this countdown red button thing. I don't know how long it lasted for sure.
Wow. So that's your photo from Vegas is Tape Face. And is that you on stage?
I am on stage with Tape Face.
Tell us what's happening here.
Almost all of his acts, he brings somebody on for, and I was one of the last ones. He came and got me, and then he handed me some yellow pom-poms, and he was like, you can't talk to me. So he was showing me that
he said you can't talk to me?
No.
Since
I know
he couldn't
I can't
talk to you.
He can't talk to me. So he was like, he handed me the yellow pom poms and he was like showing me to like shake them or whatever. And then he put a toilet seat over my neck.
Yeah.
I see that.
And then he covered my face with something and then he threw a plunger at the toilet seat. And then he took the face covering off and stuck a roll of toilet paper on the plunger and rolled out the toilet paper. And then he took little ponies on sticks. And acted like he was doing a race. He also snapped the like horse racing song.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then he took the horses and he like went through the toilet paper as like a finish line. And I was cheering for him.
Good for you. So you were the line. You were the finish line and the cheering section.
Yes.
At a mime show.
And the one I was on stage for was the least funny, but it was still, it was fun to get up on stage.
Ben, it's always good to be like audience interaction.
Well, somebody's having a good time. There's a picture, a person taking a video or a photo of you actually on stage in the back. So I don't know who that person is, but you've got a fan.
Did it make you think that you could maybe be a mime one day?
He's doing it right now.
A mime would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could.
What do you think your go-to mime move would be? Walking in the wind? Stuck in a box or trying to climb a rope?
Stuck in a box.
It's classic.
That
is a classic.
That looks fun.
It does
look
fun.
Are you in some sort of basement though?
It's in a bar. It's a small venue.
Okay.
So there's pretty much just the people in front of the picture and then maybe like a couple rows behind that. And that's
It's Mr. and Mrs. Tapeface's house. And Tapeface always asks in mime if he could have friends over and then he does a show.
Mom, Dad, can I hear some?
There's a lot of shrugging, a lot of pointing to the basement, a lot of pointing at phones and watches. That's how Tapeface asks Mr. and Mrs. Tapeface if he could have Ben over.
They finally said yes.
Did you get a pic? Did he ever break character, or did you get to talk to him, or did he talk to you at all?
No,
even at the end of the show,
he never said a word.
Wow.
He had a host that did like a little opening act where he blew up a huge balloon like along. You know, like a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he swallowed the whole thing, or at least acted like he swallowed it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I went into his mouth, and I don't know what happened to it.
Did he, like pose for pictures afterwards?
No pictures.
Oh,
no.
Come on, Tape Face.
Well, we got this one, though. We got Tape Face and Toilet Boy.
Toilet Boy.
All right. Happy November, Toilet Boy.
Happy November.
Thanks for coming back from your intergalactic vacation. That's producer Ben's photo. It was fun to catch up. Let's get to our photos and yours as well. One Shot Weekend continues.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Just caught up with producer Ben from his, I'm calling it fire and ice, some time in Alaska and a little time in Vegas as well.
Ice and fire?
Ice and fire.
Yeah.
If you want to go in the correct order.
Literal.
Yeah. Which ended with Ben getting on stage at a Vegas show.
With tape face.
Pretty cool. Then we go to what I'm calling a little bit of extended Halloween for you and your family. And actually a lot of pictures on for Facebook.
Yeah, this was kind of a big deal on Friday because it was such a very, very windy Halloween night. My family got to experience the animatronics of the Tronwald family. They have all of these very cool Halloween animatronic things that they set up in their yard. And the display is hundreds. Like, I don't know the exact number of how many animatronic, fully functioning, movable animatronic Halloween decorations that they have. But it is a ton. And you just walk through all the way up their long driveway. They've got paths marked out through their yard.
Did you say you didn't have time for all of it?
No.
Was so vast.
It was so vast. It was a little bit cold and we hadn't quite prepared. I didn't grab my jacket.
Oh, yeah.
So I just had my like fall like fleecy thing on and she had her winter coat, so she was fine. But like we walked through, we were watching all these things and I started to get creeped out because some of the stuff starts kind of like popping out at
you.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're like, there's a whole section of just like witches. And then there's like all of the like guys from your nightmares of like all like Freddy and Jason and Pennywise.
Yeah,
I got a picture of Jack Skellington and Zero because that's kind of a transition. Nightmare Before Christmas kind of works for November 1st.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes a lot of sense. Yes,
in between Christmas and Halloween.
So Halloween Town to Christmas Town?
It kind of makes sense. I also spent the weekend going and picking off all of the leftovers from Halloween. So it was Wacky Tacky Dress Up Day at school today. So I got Wacky Tacky costumes that were like 70% off.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, score. I don't know. Mom props to me.
So the end of today will be the end of Halloween. Officially the book. You will close the book on your Claire Halloween. Right?
Officially. Yes.
Officially.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, you're not the only one to hit the Tronwalds. Deb got the same picture of Jack Skellington. I think I saw another one. Yeah. Brittany with their little one right by Zero, which is adorable. I think you were at one place that was very popular. I was at the Iowa-Wisconsin game.
Very popular spot.
Great day to be a Hawkeye. We were all bundled up. As prepared, the rain did show up in the mid third into the fourth quarter.
I saw that rain starting to fall. I was like, no.
It was a great victory. Felt good. I always like those trophy games. The other thing is people stay to watch the team rush and grab the trophy. And I love the way Iowa does it. The guys get back into the swarm formation and hold hands and walk and then slowly run. And it's usually the linemen go first because that trophy is like 75 pounds.
It's a heavy one.
They're all heavy ones. So then we watched them do that while they played Jump Around, which was a little shade to our friends.
It was total
Madison.
Shade. Yeah. I couldn't believe they did that.
Oh, totally.
Who made that call? I was like, oh, this is
good
very
on them.
It'll
be a little bit of bulletin board material, I'm sure, for the Iowa-Wisconsin game next year.
What is the nacho-like substance that's being consumed in the photograph?
Yeah. So here's what's great about where we sit. We're in the north end zone. And you go in, and right off of our section are the bathrooms and a nacho stand.
Okay, so it's nachos? It is nachos?
Yeah. Oh. They do vegetarian. They do pulled pork.
Pulled pork nachos?
Oh, yeah. I believe those are the vegetarian nachos. So all good stuff. So I'm glad you focused on that and not the little kid who's making faces over the head of my friend Aaron.
No, I'm 100% focused on I want nachos now.
On the nachos. We were, again, the only people at the game. They did the military flyover could have used some work. It was one plane. It was dark. You couldn't see it.
Oh.
Mary, gorgeous photo. They had a huge flag that they pulled out onto the field. Thanks for sharing that.
Look at Mikey.
Trombone Mikey is sitting next to the section of the marching band. So, Mikey, thank you. We've got a tailgate shot from Sarah. Right in between those two, by the way, Claire, I know you don't want to talk about it, but I want to spend a little time on this cheese ball that Jeannie posted.
Have mercy. Jeannie, your cheese ball is something else. I think you must have, I hope, had some sort of Halloween party and you made a cheese ball that looks like a human hand.
You took a cheese ball and wrapped it in prosciutto. And I just have to say, looking at my own hand, the dimensions are perfect. You have captured arm, wrist, hand, and fingers, all with prosciutto.
But the prosciutto makes it look so
disgustingly awesome.
Oh, my Lord!
Disgustingly awesome.
Oh, my. We also, it was a big weekend in Indy, and shout out to band fan Dana. She was watching it all go down on YouTube.
Taylor Swift, live from home.
Right? Yes, live from home. Love it.
And we've got not one, but two wedding dresses have made the One Shot Weekend
this
board.
This is so cool. Actually, we've got almost two and a half.
Two and a half.
Because Deirdre's got some wedding flowers, 6 months, 201 days to go.
Who's counting? Deirdre's counting.
And then Amy celebrated their 16th wedding anniversary. They did not actually take a wedding photo this weekend, but she did have their photo from 16 years ago posted. OMG, so cute.
Well, Amy, it looks like your anniversary is going to match pretty darn closely to the newlyweds. Dana got married and is sitting, looks like, in the back of a pickup with her new hubby, and they did a costume reception.
That is such a great idea. How fun.
We love when you share those special photos with us. That's why we do One Shot Weekends. We'll continue to take those posts on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.